All right. I mean, you come up and obviously the task at hand after what happened last week with you guys, what was the message in the D-line room?
Just be ready to go. It's not even just this week, just always being ready to go. You never know when a guy's going to get sick, guy goes down. Just be ready for your opportunity.
What did you see playing next to TJ and Deion today?
I mean, they're just they're hell of a football players, man. I'm blessed to play with guys, young guys like that who get it, who understand it very early. You got to stop the run. They have some fun third down.
How important is it? What do you need to do, Zion, to get to next week? A quick turnaround, get your minds right and bodies right.
Just take the time that we get. You know, it's a quick turnaround playing Thursday. Recovery, mental reps, maybe not as much physical, but just making sure we're taking care of our bodies and our minds. Be ready for the game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.